For more than three decades, George Jones has been one of the most influential of all country music singers. He's currently represented by a trio of recent releases, Cup of Loneliness, the classic Mercury years, The Essential George Jones, The Spirit of Country, and a new studio album of duets, teaming him with leading country stars, called The Bradleys' Barn Sessions. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Step right up, come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of a lonely house that once was home, sweet home, I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you, some things I know chill you to the bone over there.
To say that George Jones is the most imitated country singer in the music's history is by now a commonplace. His baleful, plaintive voice is redolent of the weary sadness that pervades so much country music, a form filled with tales of exhaustion, defeat, betrayal, and despair. Oh, sure, there are happy country songs, but who wants to hear them when you can listen to this?
Talk to me, oh lonesome heart. Help me through this lonely night. Lie to me and tell me everything's all right. Talk to me, oh lonesome heart. Help me through my darkest gloom. Help me bring her memory to this lonely room. Talk to me and let me cry the whole night through. You have lost, but I've lost as much as you. So talk to me.
That's from Cup of Loneliness, a two-disc set that offers the purest honky-tonking Jones recorded in the 50s and 60s with beautifully unadorned production, courtesy of Pappy Daly. The other greatest hits collection, The Essential George Jones, more or less picks up where that one leaves off, with Jones making a crucial change in producers in the late 60s. He started working with Billy Sherrill, who had the then heretical idea of cushioning George's pain with soothing orchestrations and backup vocals. This approach has ruined as many country careers as it has expanded. Luckily for Jones and us, Sherrill's best work makes George's genius for florid emotionalism sound agonizingly eloquent.
Cause you're my shelter from the storm now. I don't need wine to keep me warm now. No temptation can ever shake our love's foundation. We're strong enough to take it. We can make it.
The Bradleys' Barn Sessions is brand new George Jones music, pairing him on different cuts with younger country stars like Alan Jackson, Trisha Yearwood, and Travis Tritt. There's also a fine bluesy duet with the Rolling Stones' Keith Richards, who only looks older than George. The sad idea behind this collection is that since country radio only plays young whippersnappers these days, George needs help from younger people. But listen to him running rings around Marty Stewart on this fun song, and you'll know who really needs the help.
You told me that you loved me, I would feel so proud. Let me hold you, honey, I'd holler out loud. I'll never love another, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Oh, won't you let me, baby, just to kind of hang around. I'll always love you, honey, and I'll never let you down.
I'll never love another, even if I can. Come to me, baby, I'm a one-woman man.
Unlike most of his contemporaries, George Jones, now well into his 60s, is still working in peak form. He's being treated like a living legend, but he deserves to be heard as a lively artist.
K. Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed three new releases from George Jones: Cup of Loneliness, the classic Mercury Years on Mercury Records, The Essential George Jones, The Spirit of Country on Epic, and The Bradley's Barn Sessions on MCA.